Good evening. This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by M. Bagram. The Governor of Arunachal Pradesh, Lieutenant General K.T. Parnaik, today has congratulated Ms. Kaba Kiano for scaling the world's highest mountain, Mount Everest. He called it a proud moment for the state, highlighting Kiano's feat as a testament to the resilience and talent of Arunachal Pradesh's daughters. Further, the governor also praised the National Institute of Mountaineering and Allied Sports in Dehrang, where Kiano completed her advanced training, for its role in nurturing young mountaineering talent. He expressed hope that her achievement would inspire other young people in the state to excel in their fields. The Governor of Arunachal Pradesh, Lieutenant General K.T. Parnaik, today has extended warm greetings to the people of the state, especially the Buddhist community, on the occasion of Buddha Purnima. He expressed hope that the occasion will promote the teachings of Lord Buddha, highlighting Buddha's role as a profound spiritual teacher who shared enduring wisdom on peace, non-violence and ethical discipline. The governor wished that Buddha's teachings inspire compassion, kindness and love in everyone's lives. Rajiv Gandhi University, Arunachal Pradesh's lone central university, signed a memorandum of understanding with the Institute for Human Development, New Delhi, for academic and research collaboration on Tuesday. The MOU, signed virtually by RGU Registrar and IHT Director, was exchanged in the presence of RGU Vice-Chancellor Professor Saket Kushwaha, emphasizing on joint research, faculty exchanges and publication activities. Speaking on the occasion, the Vice-Chancellor highlighted the potential for knowledge expansion and strategic planning and said that the collaboration will facilitate academic exchanges, research initiatives and joint publications, both online and offline. With a focus on human development studies, the partnership seeks to push the boundaries of knowledge and strategic planning for future development in the region. The district administrations of Lower Subansiri and Kai Panyor today reviewed monsoon and disaster preparedness at District Secretariat Zero. Speaking on the occasion, ADC Headquarters Himani Meena urged all the stakeholders to stay alert, implement preventive measures and submit action reports to the district administration. The meeting discussed preparations for proper stocking and placement of essential commodities, medicines, supply of safe drinking water, uninterrupted power supply and telecommunication, management of transportation, activation of police control room, search and rescue team, desilting and cleaning all choked drains and roads, identification of temporary shelters and management of relief items. The meeting saw participation from administrative officers of both districts and representatives from central agencies. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar today embarked on a visit to Tehran in Iran. During his visit, he will attend the official ceremony to pay condolences on the demise of Iranian President Dr. Sayed Ebrahim Raisi and Foreign Minister Dr. Hossein Amir Abdullahian, who tragically died in a helicopter crash on the 19th of this month. Meanwhile, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. J. Shankar also visited the Iranian embassy in New Delhi yesterday to express India's deepest condolences on the death of Iranian President Ebrahim Raisi and Foreign Minister Hossein Amir Abdullahian. Jaishankar, in a social media post, honors them as friends of India who greatly contributed to India-Iran relations. He further affirmed India's solidarity with the people of Iran during this difficult time. India has advanced to the 39th position in the World Economic Forum's Travel and Tourism Development Index 2024, a significant rise from its 54th rank in 2021. This leap highlights India's increasing competitiveness in global tourism. India also holds the top spot in South Asia among lower middle-income economies. The index, which evaluates 119 countries on various tourism development factors, gave India a score of 4.25 out of 7. The United States topped the list. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.